Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, tell me, why has this Schenectady software firm, Melissa, created an in-house recruiting department?
The Janelle Group has grown significantly in the past year, which means it's been hiring a lot of people. The company added about 30 people in 2020, reaching the milestone of 100 employees in early December. Janelle Group now has 108 employees in Schenectady and plans to add another 30 this year. Recruiting was led by Jason Janelle, co-founder and chief operating officer, and his brother, co-founder and CEO, Darren. But the two were doing 400 to 500 interviews a year, and it was just becoming too much on top of their other responsibilities. Now they have a two-person recruiting team led by Michael Young, who had been working with the Janelle Group as a project manager and helping out on the recruiting side. After initial vetting, the hiring process includes an online exam to test a candidate's coding and problem-solving skills. Besides streamlining recruitment efforts, the company has boiled down its onboarding into a single-day process shortly before the pandemic hit. Jason Janelle says it was the perfect timing to have the process in place because of all the hiring that had to be done remotely. The streamlining of these processes helped set up the company to reach its 10-year goal of hiring 300 employees. The majority of those employees are software developers, and about 10 to 20% are support roles. Janelle said the company is comfortable continuing to outsource certain tasks for the business, such as payroll, but will continue to look at ways to bring other roles in-house wherever it makes sense. And Janelle said he hopes that the company's streamlined efficiency could eventually lead to it acting as a recruiter for other tech companies.
Next up, Heather Bruschetti. Tell us who she is and what her 2021 priorities are.
Yeah, Heather Bruschetti is president and CEO of the Business Council of New York State, and she wants to make sure it doesn't get any harder to do business in New York in 2021. The Business Council hopes the focus is either to adopt legislation that will help the recovery of business and jobs and to avoid legislation that will make it harder. The Business Council represents about 2,300 member companies statewide, including about 500 here in the Albany area. Some of the main issues Bruschetti is watching include unemployment insurance, new taxes, workers' compensation, single-payer health care, and antitrust laws. Bruschetti said as many as one-third of companies may be out of business by this time next year. So she says it would really help if Congress were to forgive the unemployment insurance trust fund loans. She says the only people who pay into it are people who have employees, and if those go out of business, the burden would be even greater on the businesses that comply. The Business Council is also concerned about a legislative proposal that would create a presumption of workers' compensation for COVID cases. This presumption would place the burden on employer and insurers to prove that the virus was not work-related, which could create an estimated $20 billion in extra charges. The Business Council also expects there to be another push for creating a single-payer healthcare system in New York, which would cost an estimated $100 billion to $200 billion a year for the state. The organization calls it a bad idea, and any discussion around single-payer should be at the federal level, in their opinion. And finally, Bruschetti's keeping an eye on antitrust laws. As lawmakers at the federal level have been trying to rein in big tech companies like Amazon and Facebook, Bruschetti said she's seen a state proposal that would broaden New York's antitrust law, potentially impacting a business of any size accused of abusing a dominant position. Her concern is the bill would extend beyond big tech and potentially impact businesses from auto dealers to pizzerias, putting them at risk for severe penalties. She notes that New York is already a difficult state to do business in and hopes new legislation doesn't make it harder.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks.